Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the show Live, an Unica Radio podcast. I just want to introduce myself very quickly. I'm Julie from Germany, and I'm currently doing an ESC, like in European Solidarity Corps, volunteering service with TDM 2000 here in Cagliari. And yes, so I'm going to be one of the new hosts of this show. Okay, I'm here today with Florian. Hello, Flo. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So yeah, hi, I'm Flo. I'm also from Germany, and right now I'm doing a voluntary service in Finland, and I'm working here in a Finnish kindergarten.
Nice. Okay, and can you tell us a little bit more? When did you start? How long are you going to stay in Finland? And what exactly are some of the tasks you're doing?
So I came here in the middle of August this year, and I'm going to be staying here till the next August next year. And my tasks are kind of basic because obviously I'm not qualified to work in a kindergarten. So my job is mainly to support the actual workers there. So for example, I'm cleaning, helping a little bit with cleaning there. I'm playing with the children. I do the food for them. I bring it to them. Just generally everything you can imagine in a kindergarten. I just try to support everything. For example, if the kids are sleeping, I'm with them to take care that they, I don't know, don't cry or something. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of work. Or very, I don't know, all-rounder.
Okay, yeah, kind
so
of.
Right now it's December, so you've been there for 5 months.
Right? 4 months.
4 months?
Yes.
Okay, almost.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever, before going to Finland, have you ever done volunteer work? And if yes, what exactly, or is this your first volunteering experience?
This is, I think, my first real voluntary experience so far. But I've been to Finland before. I did an exchange here with Rotary 3 years ago there. So I was living there for 10 months in a host family. I went to a Finnish school. So I kind of got to know the country. And then I graduated this year in Germany, and then I decided to come to Finland and work here for 1 year to also improve my Finnish and just to come back to the country because it's really beautiful.
Nice. So you kind of fell in love with Finland the first time you went there?
Yeah. Finland is just the nature is just so beautiful. Finland is basically forests and lakes with some small cities in between.
That sounds great. Okay. Yes, as you just mentioned, you're doing a gap year, and a gap year is pretty common in Germany, but I know there are a lot of countries where it isn't. And why have you decided to do a volunteering service as part of your gap year? And why abroad? Why did you decide not to do, for example, volunteering in Germany?
So for the first point, why did the gap year in general was mainly because I didn't know what to study or what I want to study or do in my life. So I took this year as an opportunity to just have more time to decide what kind of things I want to study. And I actually, used my time and I've gotten an idea of what I want to do. So that worked out really well. And about Finland, as I mentioned before, I lived here already for 10 months. And I don't know, I'm just, since my exchange, I'm very keen on learning new languages or learning language in general. And so Germany was not really an option for me because I just wanted to see a country, learn a language, meet new people.
Nice, yeah, and volunteering is the perfect opportunity to really dive into another culture, not only to see it very superficially, but more interact with the citizens of the country and really get the hang of the culture.
Yeah. You're not a tourist. You're actually living here for a long period of time, so you see everything, and not just the picture that is projected on the outside of a country.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds awesome. And why did you choose working with little children specifically?
Well, I never really worked before with them, so it was like not like I was like always I've never done before, so it was like a quite new experience. But I thought it would be like nice to do that, because now I think it's really helpful to like work with children, because it can teach you like a lot about how children actually are. Because of course, like, we were all children, but we don't really remember what it was like to be like 4 years old, for example. And also, one main thing was that I wanted to learn or like improve my Finnish, and a Finnish kindergarten was like the best opportunity I could find in Finland, because they are actually forced to speak Finnish with the children. Because in Finland, most people can speak English. So if you work there, like with adults, it's really hard to actually learn Finnish.
Okay. So now we're going to have a short break with a song, and we'll be back right after it. Welcome back. I'm Julie, and you're listening to the Unica Radio Show live, where I speak with Flo about his volunteering experience in Finland. Welcome back, Flo.
Hi.
Okay. Yes, we've talked about your volunteering service in Finland, where you work with little children. And before starting your volunteering service, did you have any fears or struggles regarding it? Because I, for example, know that some people don't want to do volunteering or a gap year in general, because they kind of feel like they're going to be left behind and all their classmates are already starting to study or do an apprenticeship. And yeah, they just feel like they won't use their time the right way. Did you have similar thoughts? And what do you think about them in hindsight?
So I didn't have like any like bad thoughts thinking about a voluntary year personally, but I think that obviously like it's not the right fit for everyone. But I think it can be like a good opportunity, as I said, to just figure out what you want to study. I mean, of course, if you found your like dream university and your dream study, then go for it. But I think a lot of people nowadays just don't feel like that after they graduated. So I think it's like a really good opportunity to just have more time to think about it, and also to like get new experiences you usually never would. For example, I want to study physics now, and now I'm working with children, so it's like completely different, but it gives me like a lot of like new views on things I never had the chance to like see before.
You actually stole a question that I wanted to ask later on.
I'm sorry.
But awesome. Okay, so you really like, you think, or did you have these kind of struggles before thinking about it, like before doing the volunteering service? Did you think, okay, I might not do it because of it? Or were you just always, okay, I need this time?
I think for me, I always needed this time. Of course, I can also like feel the pressure, for example. Like if I think about if I would take like another year, like as a gap before studying, I think that would, I also would feel the pressure to just like study now. But I think it's like, not even real. I think nowadays it's not that important anymore that you just start studying. I think I think like maybe like 10 years back it was different, but I think nowadays, especially with the corona time, people just were like home for 2 years. They have no idea what they want to do. So before my year, mainly my thoughts were like quite positive. Since I got accepted, I couldn't wait to go to Finland again.
Nice. Okay, yeah, times change. Perfect. Okay, what project are you doing exactly? I know that you're supported by like the German state, I think, or the German government, some parts of it at least. How is the project called that you do, and what does the support change for you specifically?
So I'm doing this with an organization. It's actually the German Red Cross. They support this, and they actually have like the connections to the kindergarten here. And it kind of works like this, that I think they told us, I think like a voluntary like person costs like 700 or 800 euros a month, like if you are doing this like abroad. And I think half of it the German government kind of takes care of, and the other half is like taken care of by the German Red Cross. And here the situation is that we get an apartment. We are like two Germans working in kindergarten, and we live together here in an apartment. And we also get some food from the kindergarten, and we eat in the kindergarten, of course. and then we get like some monthly like pocket money. So yeah, that's kind of the system.
Okay, so you get financial help.
Yes.
Okay, great. It's called IJFD, right?
The project. Yes. Like... Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the International Youth Voluntary Service. Yeah.
Yeah, it's from Germany, right? Like just in Germany. Okay.
Yeah.
How much time in advance should one apply for these kind of projects, in your opinion?
So, for this project, like most projects that are like this, I think the deadline is mostly in November, at least mine was, so like in the end of November last year. And I think it makes sense to like, if you know that you want to do this, like start early to look for something, because I think actually like in September and October, a lot of these organizations have like online meetings where they give you like more information and you can like find out more about the project. This can really help. I didn't do that. I was like a bit, too late. I applied like a few days before the deadline, which was like not the best thing to do because it was quite stressful, and actually I would have liked to attend these meetings. So it really makes sense, like I think like if you already start in the summer to think about it, and then you have like 3-4 months to find it and to apply for it, that's probably the best.
Okay, so just plan in advance what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So now we're going to have another short break while you're listening to a song. And after that, we will continue our interview. Welcome back. I'm Julie and you're listening to the Unica Radio Show Live, where I speak with Flo about his volunteering service in Finland. Yeah, welcome back again.
Hello. Thanks for having me again.
we've just talked about how much time you in advance you planned your stay, and I just wanted to tell like all the listeners here, yeah, it's of course it's better to plan your volunteering service in advance, but still there are a few different volunteering experiences that you can do more spontaneously. For example, what I did, I applied 1.5 months before coming to Italy, so it was very very spontaneous. So yeah, don't lose hope if you're a little bit late, but still it's a lot better if you really plan it in advance, then you have more opportunities than you do when you are very late. Okay, and my next question is, have you already noticed different learning successes or changes like due to your time volunteering? And how does a volunteering service have a positive influence on one's personal development and future?
So of course I think like the biggest thing you can feel is like, since I'm learning a new language, or like a language I a bit learned before, my Finnish improved quite a lot, I think, since I'm forced to talk it like every day. This is like really, you can really feel it in the daily life. And then in general, I think all these like new experience with little children, like it's so crazy like to see them like every day, and you just learn so much from them. And actually, I think it's like a good, like if you ever want to have kids, it's really good to have worked with kids before, because then you like can see what it's like to with small children, because they can be like really exhausting. They can be super funny. They can be, I don't know, just kids. And I think it's like, for me especially, like I think it was like a so fun, amazing experience with them. Yeah. And what was your second question again?
How a volunteering service like in general can have a positive influence on one's development and future.
So yeah, I think in general you're just like, no matter what you do, you're gonna have like a lot of new experiences. And also like for your later work life, if you have done this, like you're like, not everyone is doing it, so if you have done something like this, you have like a lot of experience, maybe even in another country. So like if you apply for university or like for a workplace, it's probably like lets you stick out from the whole people. So I think it can be really really great benefit for your later life also. Yeah.
Yes, I believe so. And for example, I mean, you're living alone in a different country. I mean, you have a few roommates, but still it's, yeah, you grow as a person, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we're almost finished. I've got two more questions. Okay, first of all, what have been the biggest struggles for you during your stay? And have you managed to solve them?
The biggest struggles. I think actually I didn't have any big struggles, because I would say I'm quite lucky with the kindergarten, because everyone is so nice there. Everyone is always trying to help me, and they also like just super thankful for like me being there and helping them. So it's like really nice. One thing maybe like in Finland, it's like quite dark right now, of course, like it's quite northern and the days are quite short. So when I go to work in the morning, it's dark, and when I come from work, it's dark again. So this is, well, quite like a little bit different from Germany. But I think by just going outside quite often, I can like manage with it.
Okay. Yeah, great that you try to live through it, even if it's a little bit dark. Okay, and the last question is, just to summarize our talk a little bit, can you give kind of a conclusion about this kind of full-time volunteering service that you do right now? Would you recommend them to other interested people?
So I think the general idea of these volunteer years is amazing, because you can just like get so many new experiences with so many like new people, and also like in subjects you never have done anything in before. Of course, it's like really important that you like find the right fit for you. Like not everyone can work in a kindergarten, not everyone wants to work with children or like with elderly people. So I think that's quite important to just like find what fits and not just go for it no matter what. And also you have to be like a bit careful with the organization. Some are better, some are worse. But yeah, I think for example, like for the Germans maybe listening, the German Red Cross is really amazing at this. I think they really support you. If you have any problems, they always help you. Yeah, so I think I can definitely recommend it for most people.
Great. Okay, then I want to say thank you for your time and the interesting talk flow. And thanks to all our listeners for, well, I mean, listening. And see you soon in another episode of our podcast live.
Thank you for having me.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.